It's Roger Sean again. It is 11:12 a.m. and today is July 30th, 2023, Sunday. So this is the last weekend in July, which is crazy because the New Year's Eve was like, seems like it, just the other day. Whatever. So today is Sunday. I take Monday and Tuesdays off, but I don't have the kind of income that supports Monday and Tuesdays off, but I get a lot more done on Mondays and Tuesdays than I do during the week. And I had Mondays in my crosshairs for a very long time to take off. So, oh yeah, and the Upside app is giving back. I'm going to this BP today because gas is $3.29 a gallon there. Every place else it's like $3.50. I mean, they're only giving back a penny, but it's like, you know, 30 cents per gallon cheaper than a lot of these other places. That happens a lot of times. I find these a lot of times at BP's. I don't know why. I haven't really looked into it. But it's cheaper, so cheaper is good. Upside is only giving back 1 cent, but whatever. Like yesterday, I went to this Exxon. Where was it? It was like on the corner. It was far away. It was on the corner of Almerton Road and 66th Street. But I do this all the time with these places. Like, that was one of the places that you need to photograph the receipt and then upload it to the Upside to get the money back, and I forgot to do it. That happens a lot, those places. The places that I forget are the places that I need to take a picture of the receipt and upload it. I just drive away, don't think, like the other places, you know, because it's just a butt, you just think I've paid. And, you know, then Upside does their thing. But there have been times. Oh, and with that receipt, this is something that a lot of people don't know. Let's talk about Upside for a second. Okay. Like, first of all, that receipt, like, you know, like, if somebody inside the gas station has been doing some troubleshooting on the phone or whatever, and they rebooted that device, that thing that issues the receipts, that printer is connected to a computer. And at some of these gas stations, I'm not sure which ones exactly, but if when they reboot that register, it doesn't reset that clock. So, and that's what Upside uses a lot of the time on those receipts. So when you get a receipt before you take a picture of it, it's a pain in the neck, but look at the time. And sometimes you look at that time, you'll be way off. If it's way off, Upside won't give you anything for it. So what I do is I look at the time. If it's way off like that, I scratch it out and write in the correct time. And that passes every time with Upside. That's just what I do. Another thing, like if when you transfer that money to your account, I always transfer cash. I have all kinds of things that you can do. But I just transfer cash directly to my account. But if you transfer less than $10, then there's a $10 fee. I'm like, whoa, that does not make any sense. So if you transfer something less than $10, let's say $9, and then it costs you a $10 fee, then you're in the hole a dollar. And we don't like to do that. The other thing, it's like they changed it a little bit. The Upside app has been updated, but like how it used to be, like when you claim a gas station or something, like you have 4 hours to get to that gas station, pump your gas, and upload it. Now, it's different. you know, it says something now, like, upload receiver or something. It says something different there now, but, like, before, like, we requested a site or confirmed a site, it would stay there in your, or claimed a site, it would stay there in your, it would hang out in your claimed things for a while. Now, like, if you got to that gas station, like, it was, like, 4 hours and 7 minutes, let's say, and you pumped your fuel upside, even though that's still in the claimed offers section, upside will not give you anything on that. So, if it's gone beyond 4 hours, and it usually has like a countdown time, but if it's gone beyond 4 hours at all, just completely negated. Oh, another thing, like in the upside app, like, when you're looking through it, right, and you find, you know, a gas station that you want to go to, if you claim it, like, sometimes you'll claim it, and it won't register. So now when you go to that site, it'll be, you know, if it's a different price, and it's usually a lot lower when you get there. If you get there and it's a lot lower, that's it. You have to, you can't do anything but claim that right then. So if you don't claim it, you have to check that it's claimed. And if it's not claimed in the app, then you gotta make sure it's claimed, because when you get to that site and it's a different price, there's nothing that you can do. I mean, you could look in the app for another place that, you know, but that's a pain in the neck, and then you have to drive to another place. That's a pain also. Another thing, like I know that I'm going to Pinellas County every day, so, well, not every day, but Wednesday through Sunday. So when I'm going through the Upside app, I don't, it's a little different now, but anyway, I select gas because I really don't need anything else. I select gas, and then it used to just search the area. Now, for a long time, I would look at the actual map for the sites, and I didn't know this, but everything is listed down below that is selected on the map. So you can go through a list. So I go through the list and I can find out which ones are giving back what amount of money and how much the gas costs. That's imperative also. And like a lot of times, like if they're giving back 25 cents, I really don't pay attention. Like, I mean, a little bit I pay attention, but how much the fuel is costing, because what these gas stations will do is they'll charge more for fuel and then, you know, give that money back to you. So you have to pay attention to that. So you have to look at that. You have to, like, see how much it's going to cost you for fuel right now and how much they're going to give back. You have to consider both of those things. A lot of times, they'll, when you get to the gas station, like, that's another way to look at gas. Because when you get to the gas station, that has usually, almost always, that same amount. Like, sometimes it'll be more, but it's usually the same amount at that gas station that's in the app. So there's no surprises when you get to the gas station. I like that.